AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky blasted NATO's failure to set a timetable for Ukraine's entrance into NATO as absurd. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg is saying it again, there's no timeline.
We also made clear that we will issue an invitation for Ukraine to join NATO when allies agree and conditions are met.
Stoltenberg says the message to Ukraine has never been stronger.
Both when it comes to the political message on the path forward for membership and the concrete support from NATO allies, military support, but also the practical support on how to ensure full interoperability.
Stoltenberg says what's important now is that Ukraine wins the war with Russia. The AP has obtained tens of thousands of pages of emails and other documents revealing the extent of which public colleges and universities have seen visits by justices of the Supreme Court as opportunities to generate donations. Here's the AP's Eric Tucker.
The Supreme Court in many ways operates shielded from public scrutiny and public view. The absence of an ethics code is really important because part of what our reporting showed is that there are behaviors that go on among the justices and among their staff that when applied to other branches of government would not be considered permissible.
The conduct would be likely prohibited if done by lower court federal judges, but the Supreme Court's definition of banned fundraising is narrow. Protesters are at the Iowa Capitol Rotunda as the legislature begins a special session focused exclusively on abortion restrictions. Republican lawmakers in Iowa will work to push through a new ban on abortion after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. An AP NORC poll finds only 22% of Republicans have high confidence votes in the upcoming presidential election will be counted accurately, compared to 71% of Democrats. This is AP News. There are complaints about some Ford Escapes.
Safety regulators are investigating complaints that the doors on some Ford Escapes can open while the SUVs are being driven. The investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration covers thousands of escapes from model years 2020 and 2021. Investigators say minor injuries have been reported. Many of the owners reported a popping noise when they opened the door as a bracket began to separate. Ford says it's working with NHTSA to support the investigation. The agency could seek a recall. I'm Rita Foley.
A giant panda has given birth to twin cubs, both female, at a theme park in South Korea. The park says it's the first time panda twins have been born in South Korea. Mom and her newborns are said to be doing well. The park says it will observe the cubs' health and growth conditions to determine when to unveil them to the public, but they will appear on social media. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi everyone, James and Andy here from hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, if you like learning things, if you like learning facts about literally any subject under the sun, actually also including the sun, I mean every subject, No Such Thing as a Fish is the podcast for you. James, give us a fact.
Did you know that Venezuela was once home to guinea pigs the size of a car?
I did not. Beautiful. Here's one for you, James. The Chicago River used to be sparkling, but only because of all the animal carcasses floating in it.
It's not just animals. It's everything, as Andy says, under and including the sun. Look for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.